Welcome to another episode of the CPA Exam Experience podcast from Superfast CPA. In this episode, we are going to kind of jump straight into the details of the key parts of the study process because I wanted to make this video to refer people back to because in the first few weeks that someone starts with us, a lot of times we'll get the question, you know, how's this supposed to work? So this will kind of be clarifying how to make the key parts of the study process more effective or most effective. But we are jumping kind of straight into the details. So as we start talking through this, and I'm going to be, you know, clearly I'm showing my screen here and I have this up in a spreadsheet, the different parts. So if you're listening to the audio version, you might want to check out the YouTube version of this video because there is a video element that it will help more to see it as I walk through the different parts. But anyways, we are going straight into the details. So if you are just watching this somehow and you haven't seen any of our other stuff, it will help you the most to start by watching one of our free study training webinars. That will give you a broader overview to where this detail specific stuff will make more sense. And then of course, if you're a customer, you can refer back to the pro course itself because that's where all this stuff is from. And you know, the walkthrough videos, the pro course goes into more detail. It's, you know, broader and funnels down. I mean, everything's covered in elaborate detail in the pro course. So anyways, we will pretty much just start with this. I guess I should say, if you want to watch one of the free training webinars, the link to that will be down in the description of this video or the podcast description. Okay, so first, going to the main study session. So of course, with our process, the idea is that you do a 2-hour main study session, but you're going to follow a specific format where you're basically jumping straight into the practice questions for a topic. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, primarily just the thing I always explain is, you know, you can spend the 30 minutes to an hour watching the video lecture for a topic. Even if you feel like you understood what was in that video, you can then go to the practice questions and realize you're still lost as far as the practice questions go. And of course, the only thing that matters on test day is that you can make sense of the questions you're going to see. So the thing that I'm always pointing out is that video lecture context or textbook context, where everything's laid out paragraph by paragraph, so to speak, is very different than how the same topic shows up in questions, and how to answer and work through those questions. So you're better off jumping straight into that, and learning how to answer these questions is like a skill. So one analogy that I could give you, you know, you can say, just start with the questions, you know, jump straight into the questions. And that's, you know, that's kind of like an in the nutshell explanation of this approach. And you could liken that to the basics of fishing. Like everybody, even if you've never gone fishing before, everyone knows that the absolute basics of fishing is you put some kind of bait on a hook, whether it's a worm or power bait or a lure, you put something on a hook and you throw it into the water, right? That's the absolute basics of fishing. Then there's a huge amount of variance in the, like the know-how, if you're going to talk like someone that's a expert fisherman, if they're trying to catch, like if they're going bass fishing, or if they're trying to catch trout in a mountain stream, they know all these specifics, you know, like you use this kind of lure if it's cloudy outside, if you're fly fishing in a river and it's this time of the year, you use this kind of a fly. You know, there's a huge difference in the skill level or the know-how of that basic idea of fishing, you know, just throw the line into the water versus someone who really knows what they're doing and all the little things that they know based on the weather, the type of fish they're trying to catch, the types of lures, how they act in the water. Like, you get the idea. So to just say jumping into the questions, that's the same as saying, yeah, fishing's just, you know, put something on a hook and throw it into the water. There is a lot to know to get good at answering questions and knowing how to do that strategically and learning the topics via the questions. But again, you're saving yourself a lot of time to learn this skill. And I would argue, if you're ever going to pass these exams, you're going to have to learn this skill anyways. And it's just a lot of people take the very, very long route to get there by watching every video lecture, reading every chapter in their textbook, probably failing the exams multiple times. And then eventually they've spent so much time on the material that they finally start to get it. Whereas the much shorter, more efficient route is learning this process of essentially reverse engineering questions. So the 2-hour main session, it is comprised of a 90-minute planting the seeds. That's where you go through new material. So if today was day one, you're opening up the first topic in your review course, going straight to the questions, of course, and that's what you'll spend 90 minutes on. Now, this part is explained in the pro course, but you're obviously going to be working from a study plan. So you might have, you know, okay, today I need to get through these two topics or this subtopic, this subtopic, this subtopic. I mean, it just depends on how your review course is laid out. But you are doing this in your main review course. So if that's Becker, if you have Becker, you'll be doing this in Becker. So the first 90 minutes is planting the seeds. The last 30 minutes of that 2-hour session is a re-review set from previous topics. So we'll get to this in a minute. So the first point with how to make the 90-minute planting the seeds the most effective, the overarching idea is quality over quantity. I would say that when someone starts with our approach of this questions first approach, the way that it can go wrong is someone moves through the questions too quickly, or they kind of misunderstand this idea that, you know, we use this term planting the seeds. You're not necessarily trying to absolutely master that topic, because you have to understand, I mean, you're not trying to absolutely master it your first time through, but you do need to spend the amount of time that gives you a very solid understanding. And, you know, that last 10 to 20% of mastery, that will come via the daily re-review set and then the mini sessions, to where you're constantly re-hitting all the topics over and over from different angles through our study tools. And again, we'll get to that in a second. But that is where this process can go wrong for someone. They kind of misunderstand that you're not just kind of looking through the questions to see what's in there. You really need to be making sense of a solution for a question, just one question at a time. And let's say that for one topic, there's 30 questions in your review course. Each question, you're not going to learn everything you need to know about the topic from one question, but each question is just a building block in your understanding of that topic. So you can confine yourself to the explanation in front of you for one question at a time. And there, you know, there might be things that you know you're not really understanding from the broader topic, but you make sense of one question at a time as you go through, again, those hypothetical 30 questions for a topic. And as you make sense of one question, there will be some crossover between that and like the next question, and then a little bit more crossover the next time. So by the time you've been through 5 or 6 questions, you'll start to see repeats of like the same question type, but with a different fact pattern or whatever. And it's, again, it's just building blocks of your overall understanding of the topic, and they build on each other. Whereas if you are just clicking through questions too quickly and you're not pushing through the confusion and making sense of the solution one by one, then you're not really learning anything, of course. And yeah, maybe you clicked through and saw 40 to 50 questions in this 90 minutes, but if you didn't really learn anything, you would be far ahead to only get through, you know, 15 or 20 questions, but really you've really grasped or made sense of what was in those 15 to 20 questions versus just clicking through 40 or 50 questions and not have really learned anything. So how to make sense of a solution. Now, I guess I should say, when you go through these questions for planting the seeds, you should be doing this in practice mode, or different review courses will call this different things. But the idea is, what I mean is, you see the solution. Once you click an answer, you can then see the solution for that question versus exam mode, where you take, you know, 30 questions and you don't see any answers until you submit the whole group of 30 questions. So you're planting the seeds. You want to be doing that in practice mode so that, okay, here's this question. Let me read the question. Okay, I understand what it's asking, but I have no idea. So submit it. Now let me work on making sense of the question. The other thing that comes up constantly with this idea is that people are very programmed to not want to get questions wrong. Or they'll say, well, how can I do the practice questions if I haven't watched the video and read the chapter? You got to remember, if you're just sitting in your room studying on your own, there is zero consequence to getting a question wrong or submitting it to see what the solution is and make sense of the solution. You are strictly using the questions as a learning tool, the best learning tool, just like you would use the video lecture as a learning tool, but this is a better learning tool. So there's no consequences to getting questions wrong. I mean, again, if you're doing this approach, you're going into the questions first on purpose, not having watched the video lecture or having read the chapter. You're just trying to see, okay, for this topic, what are the questions I'm going to see? Like, what do they ask about? And question by question, you're trying to make sense of the solution. How does this, okay, here's the question, there's the answer. How do they get to this answer? And you're reverse engineering it. And the pieces, again, the building blocks of understanding fall into place as you do this question by question. Okay, so how to make sense of a solution. And this applies whether you're doing the planting the seeds or the 30-minute re-review. So the most basic thing, let's say you've submitted a question, now you're looking at the solution, you start reading through it. However, if it's calculation-based, this is where most people go wrong, and you can spend a lot of time just staring at your screen and thinking, this is not making any sense. If you have some big, nasty question, or I guess solution, that has multiple paragraphs, but it's filled with calculation steps, what most people do is they just stare at that and they try to read it like it's a normal paragraph and think that if they read it enough times, it's all going to make sense. What you have to do is, now again, if you have access to the Pro Course and you've watched the Planting the Seeds walkthrough video where we go through 3 hours of just showing you how to answer questions following this process, then, you know, you set up a spreadsheet off to the side of your review course window and you'll be reworking the questions on your spreadsheet. So the way to make sense of a calculation-based solution is to start writing out the numbers like they are in the solution, but you basically are trying to figure out the what and the why for each number, just one at a time. You know, like, okay, step one, you take this number, and so you think, and you should be talking this out loud to yourself. It will make more sense. It will keep you more engaged. Everything about this is active studying, whereas sitting there watching the video or reading the textbook is very passive. That's why, if you're lucky, 10% of the video lecture actually gets in your head. when you're studying like this, it should be very active. You should very rarely be just staring at your screen. It's almost like your hands should always be doing something. You're either writing out, you know, setting up a problem, recalculating, making sense of something, writing out a flashcard, writing down a little note. You should always be kind of, it's just active. It's forcing the new information into your brain. And that's why it works so much better. But anyways, so you go through the figures one at a time and just make sense of, okay, this number, they got this here. Okay, why? Figure out why. And you just work through, you rework the solution like that. Now, once you think that you understand it from top to bottom, now you're going to prove that you do by covering up the solution and then reworking it on your own, again, on your little spreadsheet off to the side. And as you're re-performing it, going step by step, obviously you want to be able to go through the steps correctly and be able to recalculate the correct solution. But more than that, almost, I mean, they're both equally important. You should be able to explain to yourself why you're doing each step as you go through. So again, for a bunch of, again, 3 hours worth of specific examples of me doing this on video, that's in the pro course, the planting the seeds walkthrough video that's in the pro course. So to sum this part up, you're not done with a question until you can reperform it successfully, remember what the steps are. Again, this is if it's calculation based, and then also basically be able to explain to yourself why you're doing what you're doing as you go through that solution. And again, back to that, the actual walkthrough video in the pro course, you want to get the key takeaway from each question. And a lot of times this could just be a one liner or even just a few words, and you just make a little note of that on your spreadsheet, and you can use those later. Again, this is in the pro course, but once you've done this for a lesson, you know, you'll have these little notes, but most of the questions will fall into the same like four or five key topics that they keep hitting on. And, you know, you can make a few flashcards for those pillar topics. Now, that idea is explained more in the pro course. But here's kind of a progression to explain this. So again, let's say that you have 30 questions for a topic. Your first few questions, let's say the first 4 to 5 questions. Again, you read what the question is asking, but we see this mistake all the time. Someone has just opened these questions for the first time. They know they don't know the topic, but then they will sit there and stare at a question as if they were in the test day environment, and they try to just like arbitrarily figure it out, even though they don't know how. That's a complete waste of time. There's no award you get for doing that. There's no victory. There's nothing. I don't know. There's what I'm saying is there's no benefit to doing that. As soon as you are stuck or you don't know what to do next, if the question's confusing you, you submit it and you start making sense of the solution. And you'll just, it will make sense so much faster that way. So the first 4 to 5 questions, you know, you're going to do this whole process of what I just described, making sense of it one by one. But the first 4 to 5 questions, you should have zero notion of trying to answer the question really on the front end. It's only when, maybe through questions 5 to 10, this next step, you start seeing repeat question types. So obviously not the same question word for word, but, you know, like I said, within 30 questions on one topic, pretty much always the questions will really funnel down into the same 4 to 5 things that, you know, those questions are all kind of hitting on or getting at. And so as you start to see the same themes within the questions, or they're asking the same types of things, questions 5 through 10, you should be starting to get an idea of, okay, question 6, this is pretty similar to question 2, let's say, that I just worked through. So let me go back up to question two, my work from question two on my spreadsheet, and see if I can just replicate those steps and get this question right. So that should kind of start to happen, where you're seeing the same question types and you're getting some of them right, or you're getting close, like you're headed down the right path to answering those questions on questions like 5 through 10. Now, these, you know, the first 4 to 5 questions or the questions 5 through 10, this is all hypothetical, of course, and it might be slightly different based on the lesson, but you get the idea. The first few questions, you should have no notion of, oh, I should know this, or can I get this right? You're pretty much reading what the question is and submitting it to start reverse engineering the solution. After you start seeing repeated question types or similar questions to the first few questions you've been through, then you start applying what you've learned from those first few questions, and you're either starting to get a few questions right, or you're at least getting close, you're headed in the right direction. But of course, you keep submitting each question, fully making sense of it before moving on to the next one. Now, questions 10 and beyond, at this point, you'll definitely be seeing similar question types over and over, and you should start to be able to get some of those correct on the front end from what you've learned from the first 5 to 10 questions. So the main idea is to learn from each question. And I said this before, it is much better, you are far ahead, to only get through 15 to 20 questions in this 90 minutes than it is to just click through and see or click through all 40 or 50 questions. Now, if you can't get through all the, and this will be a progression as well, as the weeks go by, you'll get faster, better, more efficient at this process. So you'll get through more questions faster, but still being effective as you do it. But if you don't get through all the questions for a topic, you can either revisit, you know, come back to the remaining questions that later that night or on the weekend, because the weekend is, this is explained in the pro course, but you view the weekend as like a buffer to absorb or spend any more time that you feel like you need to from the topics from that week, so that you're never starting a Monday feeling behind on your study plan. But anyways, the other thing is, let's say there's 30 questions for that topic and you got to question 22 in your 90-minute planting the seed session. Well, that's fine. I mean, as long as you really learn from those 22 questions, because as you do these re-review sets from all previous topics as the weeks go by, you'll see those remaining 8 questions, you know, topic to topic. I mean, you'll see those remaining questions. Okay. I've said this several times. For more info or for the 3-hour walkthrough to see me do this for 3 hours, and this video is very, very, very valuable. The crux of this entire process is you learning how or getting good at this question deciphering, reverse engineering question process. And this planting the seeds walkthrough video that's in the pro course, it's me doing this for 3 hours straight, talking through all the little nuances that come up. Like for this type of question, you know, I would do something like this for this type of question, or here's the key takeaway. You just see me do this for 3 hours straight on this video. It is very, very, it's the most helpful video overall in the pro course, as far as like tactic wise, but all these key strategies put together is what makes this program so effective, doing each piece. Anyways, okay, let's move on. So, all right, so that's the 90 minutes planting the seeds. The 30-minute re-review, this is where the last 30 minutes of your main 2-hour study session, again, this is still done in your main review course, you're going to generate anywhere from 10 to 30 questions from all previous topics. So let's say that today, for your 90 minutes, you just finished chapter 5. So then as you go into your 30-minute set, re-review set, you're going to generate questions from topics 1 through 5, or you get chapters 1 through 5. Then tomorrow, if you finish chapter 6 in your planting the seeds, you're going to generate the questions for your re-review set from chapters 1 through 6 and so on. So again, to make this the most effective, there are two parts to these re-review sets. There is answering the questions. So let's say you generate 20 questions for your re-review set. Answering them is good practice for test day. It helps you reinforce and kind of retest yourself on topics you've already been through. But the most critical part is carefully reviewing and making sense of anything you missed. So that's going back to this process. So you need to have time to do both. So therefore, if you need to cut this down, you know, like in the pro course, it's described as 30 questions for the re-review set. And again, your first few weeks, you'll probably be slower at this as you're learning how to do it. So you can start with 10 to 15 questions so that you have time to both answer the questions and then submit the testlet and carefully review anything you missed. So again, this re-review set should be done in exam mode so that you're kind of practicing it in the test day format where you answer all the questions at once without seeing the answers until the end. And that's when you're going to review anything that you missed. So, I mean, this is pretty obvious, but again, the different review courses call this different things. It might be called a custom quiz in your review course. It might be called a custom exam or an exam creator, but basically where you can tick mark the topics you're trying to pull from and choose the amount of questions. And one question that comes up constantly is, because some review courses will have it where you can choose see questions I haven't done before or see all questions, meaning questions you've already been through will be thrown in there. I would just say you use all questions. And if it's a question you've seen before or even multiple times, if you can, like, you might naturally memorize, like, okay, I've seen this question 3 times. And I know that it's $5,000 or whatever. You can still use that to test yourself and reinforce what you've learned. If you can recalculate it correctly, basically do this process on the front end. Can you recalculate it? Can you remember all the steps to do it correctly? And can you explain to yourself why you're doing it as you go? Now, a big disservice you do to yourself would be to, but this happens a lot. Someone really wants to see a good score on their re-review set. So they'll see a few questions that they've memorized the answer to, but they don't really know why or how to calculate it. And so they'll choose the right answer. And then, you know, they got 4 answers that they probably wouldn't have got. And if it's only 20 questions, that's a big portion. So this whole thing should be, I mean, this sounds really obvious, but basically don't do that. Like, if you remember, if you've memorized the answer to a certain question, just logically run it through your brain and see if you can recalculate it correctly, regardless that you remember that it's $5,000. Can you recalculate it? Can you reperform the steps correctly? Can you remember the steps, and can you explain to yourself why the steps are what they are and what the crux or the, like, the main point of that question is? Like, what is it testing you on? So that way you can get, questions that you've memorized the answer to can still be an effective learning tool as you're doing these re-review sets. Okay. Now here's where it gets really valuable. As you're doing these re-review sets, day to day, week to week, for questions or topics or like similar question types, this doesn't mean like exact word for word questions, but like if you keep missing questions on calculating the minimum, like the value of the minimum lease payments or whatever, some specific thing, you've missed questions on it 2 or 3 or 4 times. That is when you stop and you make a flashcard. And you don't write the flashcard out until you can again, till you've gone through this process. So let's say that you've been missing questions on leases. In today's rear view set, you got a question on leases and you missed it. So as you're reviewing the questions you missed from your rear review set, you're going to sit there, rework the solution. Once you think you've made sense of it, cover it up, then see if you can reperform it from top to bottom, get to the same correct answer. And not only that, but you can explain to yourself out loud why, like what the steps are and why each step is what it is. And then when you can articulate that solution to where it actually makes sense to you as you explain it back to yourself, that's what you write down on a flashcard. Okay. So again, we have a walkthrough video of us doing this over and over in the pro course. So you can see kind of how this flashcard process works. And we'll talk more about flashcards because that's like our next thing. A note on the weekends, this is explained in the pro course as well. But on the weekends, you will also be doing, this is when you'll implement practice sims. And you'll basically be doing this process, but applied to the sims from that week's topics. For more info on that, it's explained in detail in the pro course. Okay, so we mentioned flashcards right here. And again, to be clear, this is not the flashcards that come with your review course. Those are, I wouldn't say they're worthless, but these, meaning making your own flashcards on the specific things that you've missed 3 to 4 times in your re-review sets, this process is 100, 1,000 times more effective than just using the flashcards that come with your review course. Okay. That is to say, this is a critical part of the strategy that you should not skip. One way to describe this is all of the topics naturally fall, like as you go through lesson by lesson in your review course, all of the topics just kind of fall into, you could describe it as 2 buckets. Okay. Bucket number 1 is stuff that comes fairly easily to you. It either just makes sense logically, you just get it the first time and you just know you understand it. Or maybe you had a class on it in college and you remember that topic. I mean, whatever. There's just some portion of the material that will fall into place in your brain without a ton of effort on your part. And then there's everything else. And that's bucket number 2. So in other words, stuff that's harder for you to grasp or learn or make sense of or remember, whatever, just the stuff that you kind of personally struggle with. So the reason this making your own flashcards is so effective is, again, some portion of the stuff falls into place naturally. You don't have to put in a ton of effort to answer those questions correctly. But as you make flashcards following this process, making very effective flashcards that are essentially in your own words, reflecting your own understanding from when you were making this flashcard, as you make and review your own flashcards on all this bucket number 2 information, throughout the process, you've made flashcards on your own personal weakest areas, but you've put them in terms that you understand, so it comes back to you easily, it's easier to remember as you review your flashcards. So all this bucket number 2 information becomes bucket number 1 information, hypothetically, right? That's kind of the idea. That's why making and reviewing your own flashcards on things you've missed repeatedly is so valuable. That should make perfect logical sense as to why that works so well. So reviewing your own flashcards is obviously just as important as creating them in the first place. And you can make reviewing your own flashcards, by the way, I highly, highly recommend you do it on a digital service like Brainscape or Quizlet, because then the decks that you've made are just with you all the time on your phone. It's super easy to review. Primarily, it works best to do it as part of your bedtime session when you're in bed scrolling on your phone anyways, and we'll describe this in a minute. But you can make reviewing your own flashcards part of your own mini sessions. But it's you naturally have time, or you do this at night anyways, again, scrolling on your phone for a few months to get these exams over with. You just replace the mindless scrolling on TikTok or Instagram at night with reviewing your own flashcards and our follow along notes. And yeah, you'll be passing exams instead of failing them. You'll be back to Instagram and TikTok in no time. Okay. So the next key strategy, and this is another critical part. So if you haven't figured this out yet, each of these like color columns are like the key pillars in your process. Obviously, your main study session, but done in this format: 90 minutes of new material, 30 minutes of re-review. The next one is making and reviewing your own flashcards, but really this fits into, you know, your re-review sets. That's where you'll primarily be making the flashcards. And then reviewing your flashcards will primarily be in this bedtime session. But this is like a key activity that just has to be happening. Then the mini sessions is another one. So the mini sessions, again, if you're not familiar with our process, instead of you trying to sit down after work and suffer through a 4 to 5 hour study session, you instead do a 2 hour session through this format in the morning, ideally. Just figure it out, make it happen. You can go to bed earlier and get up earlier. You can. 2 hours, it's locked in the history books before you even start work for the day. So 2 hours in the morning, and then throughout your day, you just use all the little 3 to 5 minute chunks that you would normally look at your phone, again, doing kind of mindless time waster stuff. You replace that, or at least a decent portion of that, with reading our review notes, listening to our audio notes, taking quizzes on our, all of this stuff just is on our app, the SuperFast CPA app. And this adds up. So you can easily, if you're diligent about this, this easily adds up to another 2 to 3 hours of study time, but it's in all the cracks of your day or otherwise unused time in like these 3, 5, 10 minute chunks. So by the time you're done with work each day, you've put in 4, 5, 6 very high quality study hours, but you're done studying, you know? So by like 5 or 6 PM, by the time you're done with work, you're done studying. So then you have your evenings free to do whatever you want to do, you know, so that you can recharge at night. And it makes, you know, month after month of this stuff, your life gets very miserable if your entire life is wake up, go to work, then try to suffer through 5 hours of studying every night. And it's not effective because your brain is fried at night, you know, all the standard issues with the study process in general. That's all taken away by just doing it this way. And your evenings are free. You get your evenings free. If you've seen our podcast, we've had multiple people say they were able to keep up their favorite thing, like playing video games at night, playing video games online. I mean, whatever, going to the gym. You can maintain your favorite things in life without having to give them up and still be crushing the CPA exams through this process. So mini sessions is what makes that possible. Okay. The most basic idea with our study tools is what I just said. You just simply try to use them as much as you can from your phone all day. Whenever it makes sense to be listening to the audios, when you're getting ready in the morning, just play the audios on your phone. They can kind of be playing in the background as you make breakfast, put your lunch together, you know, whatever, just the normal around the house stuff. Whenever you're in your car, you can be listening to the audios. Then all throughout the day, you can, you know, in the 5, 10 minute chunks, waiting for a meeting to start, standing in line at the grocery store, all that kind of stuff, you can be grinding through quizzes on our app or reading the review notes. So one tip, actually right here, ideally you want to use all the study tools each day at different times, because they all kind of hit your brain differently. It's like different learning modalities. But most people will naturally kind of end up using one or two the most, which is fine, but you should try to use all of them at different times a little bit. You can basically view the notes, audios, and follow-alongs as just the notes collectively and kind of roughly work your way through the notes collectively 1 to 2 times per week. That will work very, very well for your overall understanding and comprehension. I guess also, this mini sessions idea is, this is how you, over the course of whatever your study timeline is, like 7 to 10 weeks, this is how you end up hitting all the topics 50 times or more, is through these mini sessions. Just constantly working your way through the notes over and over. Our quizzes hit all the topics from whatever section just naturally. It's just 5 random questions from all the topics. And this works extremely well. Again, when you're first starting, if it's your first few days, sometimes we get emails like, well, I'm seeing stuff in the quizzes that's ahead of where I'm at in Becker. That's by design. I promise, just refer to the, you know, 150 interviews or all the success stories you've seen on our site for validation that this absolutely works. We've set these up to be exactly how we want them to be. Not how we want them to be, how it's most effective for you. So you're just, it's like exercise for your brain. Like the parts, the when you read the notes or you listen ahead from where you're at in Becker and the audios, it's just, you're getting a big picture understanding in advance. Or if you see one question, you know, that's something you haven't studied yet, you take the question, read the solution, you just get that little nugget of information that you'll, you know, fully learn later on. When you're listening to stuff you've already covered, then it's re-review. So it's constantly switching between re-review and working forward on the topics. And as the weeks go by, those two things, you know, start to merge. Anyways, I basically have covered all this. So you view the notes collectively. So if you listen to the audios on your commute and you get roughly to, you know, the third topic, well, then at lunch, if you're going to read the notes for 20 minutes, you know, just try to roughly start where the audio's left off. It doesn't have to be perfect, but roughly you're just kind of working through the notes collectively, 1 to 2 times per week. You want to aim to take at least 10 to 20 quizzes on the app each day. And that might sound like a lot, but they're 5-question quizzes. And of course, our questions are simplified so that it actually is feasible for you to grind through questions no matter where you're at. The problem with the review course apps is it's full strength questions. That's why I guarantee you don't use it very often, because you see a whole income statement and you're supposed to calculate ratios. You have to scroll up and down. Like, you're just not going to use that from your phone very often. So our quizzes are made, the questions are simplified to be feasible to actually use all throughout the day, no calculator or scratch paper required. And that's why it's so effective. The quizzes are very high leverage, very high value. You're still learning and practicing the same concepts and calculations, but the numbers are simplified. It just, again, it just works as long as you use them. Another thing I like to say, and this is true, you should view the mini sessions, or really any study session for that matter, but literally any single little 2 or 3 or 5 minute mini session could potentially be the difference on test day between you passing and failing. That one question that you took on a quiz that finally clicked because it's the 4th time you saw it, and then that's like, you know, the question that would have been the difference maker on test day. I've actually had multiple emails with someone like swearing that that was the case, that, you know, I listened to the audios on my drive to the testing center, first testlet, I saw 2 questions that I wouldn't have got otherwise, you know, stuff like that. One other way besides this daily mini session thing, as part of your final review, another thing that will be really helpful is to try and read through the review notes, so the written notes, fully at least twice in the last like 48 to 72 hours before an exam. Okay. How long have we been? Oh my gosh, 45 minutes. So the bedtime session, this is pretty simple. This is just another easy part of your day to fit in more study time. And this might all sound like a lot, but again, this is so much easier, better, easier mentally to do this 2 hours in the morning, mini sessions throughout the day. You have your evenings free, I guess, except for this bedtime session. But the idea with the bedtime session is just when you're in bed, scrolling on your phone anyways while you're trying to fall asleep, you do 15 to 20 minutes of reviewing your own flashcards. So that's where this comes in. And then 15 to 20 minutes of the follow-along notes. Now, if you're not aware, the follow-along notes are, it's our review notes and audio notes combined, basically. You press play, and the text of the review notes is shown to you on the screen while hearing the audios, and it just highlights each word as it goes, and it follows itself down. And this kind of locks in your focus. You'll have to try them to see what I mean. But something about seeing it and hearing it at the same time, it kind of locks in your focus, and it's easier to digest and just take in what you're seeing and hearing. And the reason we created these is a couple of years ago, we started hearing this when we do our podcast interviews with our successful customers. And they would tell us that they would do this like manually. They would open the review notes on their phone and then play the audio so that they were listening while they read it. And we heard this idea like separately from a bunch of people. So we made it into a study tool that just does that on its own for you. Okay. So the key parts, again, the main study session with this format, and you know, the format matters, you know, doing the questions first, 90 minutes. But again, it's that skill that comes in. Remember the fishing example. A beginner fisherman, you know, might buy this like kit with different types of lures. They go to a lake and just start putting different ones on, throwing it in there. They don't really know what they're doing. Yes, technically they are fishing, but as time goes on, they start to figure out, okay, in the morning, this lure really seems to work. If it's cloudy, this type of thing works. If I'm fishing in a stream, these two lures work the best, or power bait is working better than worms in this certain lake. I mean, whatever. So your skills about how to do this effectively and getting good at this process start to build as you just kind of execute this plan. As you're doing the main study session, making and reviewing your own flashcards, doing the mini sessions and the bedtime session, once you have your breakthrough moment and this all starts to click, it's really, really hard to go wrong. In fact, one of the things we hear from people is, I mean, if you listen to our podcast episodes, you'll hear this. Kind of this common thing is people will feel like they are almost slacking off by their third or fourth exam, but they just keep passing. And it's just because once you become really efficient at studying, it doesn't feel like it's this burdensome, difficult grind anymore. Obviously you still got to be putting in the time each day, but you've just gotten good at this whole process, deciphering, reverse engineering questions. So regardless of what the exam is or what the topic is, you just have this formulaic process for breaking it down, making sense of it, and getting it in your brain to the point that you can go into the testing center on test day and pass. So that is a 45 minute long breakdown of just how to make each key part of the study process most effective. And again, if you found this video helpful, leave a comment. Maybe like on a key takeaway you got, something that you didn't realize before, especially if you're a customer and that maybe was missing from your study process completely, or we explained it in a way here that finally clicked for you. So just some takeaway, or of course, any questions you have on this process. If you have broader questions, or this was like too specific, You can zoom out by watching one of our free training webinars, or of course, the best thing ultimately is to just get our total bundle so you have the pro course and then all the study tools, and you can just start applying this so that you pass sooner than later. I mean, that's, you know, the entire idea. So thanks for watching or listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.